This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
But I truly do believe that the larger issue here is declining American power in the world. I truly do believe that history teaches that weakness arouses evil. And whether it be the horrific attack in France, the inspired attacks here in the United States, the instability in Turkey that led to a coup, I think that is all a result of a foreign policy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama that has led from behind and that has sent an inexact, unclear message about American resolve. One of the reasons why I said yes in a heartbeat to run with this man is because he embodies American strength. And I know that he will provide that kind of broad-shouldered American strength on the global stage as well.
Gosh, Scott, you know, here it is. You got Governor Pence using, you know, that four-letter word that we've not heard in a long time, you know, evil. You know, there's been such a denial about it that he calls it for what it is. And, you know, I just hope it doesn't fall on deaf ears. And, you know, we've got to acknowledge that evil, first of all, it does exist, and it exists in all of us. You know, if we're led to our own devices and there's nothing regulating our morality and our ethics, hey, you know, we start going down that slippery road. I mean, this is why our founding fathers designed the Constitution and warned us that this Constitution was designed for a moral people. But yet, as progressivism and as secularism has continued to expand in this country, we find ourselves unhinging. Look what's happening with our, I mean, look at the fruit of the decisions of secularism here in America. What has happened in the last 20 years? You know, we've become morally bankrupt. We've been a disrespecter of life on so many levels. And then we want to, you know, yell and scream that life isn't being respected in the black communities. And, you know, look what's happening here. And I go, what's wrong with this picture? I mean, are the black communities not even realizing that it starts, you know, respect and all these things that we talk about, it starts with the seed. You know, we've disrespected the seed of life in black communities when you have abortions at the rate that are occurring. You know, 70% of babies, of women who are carrying black babies will get involved with an abortionist. I mean, we've had over 40 million black children eradicated, 25% Hispanic. You know, they've bought in. We have all bought into this lie like it's no big deal. You know, the Supreme Court has given it the good housekeeping seal of approval. People in, you know, the Democratic Party has made it part of their platform saying it's okay, you know, to kill babies. But we're not going to acknowledge them as life, because if we do that, then there's no way that we can we can hold to that position and saying it's okay to abort babies based on convenience. You know, that's really what it comes down to. And even up until the last second, you know, the Democratic Party doesn't have a problem with killing babies. But yet, the next time they see something where, you know, life has been compromised and they're all yelling and screaming, oh, we need to be a respecter of, really? Well, if you're not going to be a respecter of life in the very beginning, how do you expect to be a respecter of life throughout the rest of the process? And this is all, you know, these are all contributing to the moral bankruptcy and the disconnection of, you know, some obvious natural laws that we continue to ignore out of convenience, out of our own willingness to embrace, you know, evil within ourselves, you know. But, you know, we have to hit the pause button and meditate and consider where we are in this expression of evil in this world today. We're part and parcel of the problem. And until we realize that, evil will continue to run rampant. Forget about what's happening in the Middle East. We start to see it happening here domestically. And many experts say, and they tell me, they say, Bill, it's got to get worse before it gets better. I'll tell you, that echoes and hits me very deep, and it should, you know, do to you as well. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
to a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez Live as we continue to talk about those things that matter the most in your life, things that we need to focus on, I believe, that are absolutely critical to getting this country back on track. And it, first of all, starts with a commitment to the truth. We got to find out what the facts are. You know, I, again, Laura Ingraham, who I've known for many years, we worked together in Los Angeles many years ago. I got to tell you, I was really impressed with her speech and what she had to share last night, which was not only something of import, you know, for the Republican Party and conservatives, but I believe, you know, for we the people at large, that we need to look at these institutions that traditionally we have counted on to be bastions of the truth, to honor the truth, no matter, you know, no matter where it leads. And the problem is that we've self-propagandize ourself and our culture. I mean, it's not like we even have to worry about some outside agent. Gosh, I remember, you know, when I was growing up during the Cold War, you know, we talked about the propaganda of the communists and that sort of thing. Well, here it is. I mean, we're doing it to ourselves, you know, not even holding to true values and thinking it's okay to, you know, cut corners and do some sloppy journalistic work here. And it's sad because, you know, we've got some very talented journalists and people who really want to do the right thing. But unfortunately, ideology has gotten in the way and they will continue to pay a price. I've seen it. I mean, you know, I remember when I was a kid growing up, you know, the three major networks, ABC, NBC and CBS, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, it's less than 50%. And what has caused that downfall? To me, what has caused it is that the people are tired of being lied to. But that conversation will continue. And right now, it's important that we bring on, you know, my pastor, who's been on with us many times. And I love this man dearly. I mean, he's such a dear brother. And I am so grateful that God has kind of joined us together at the hip. He was Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller was one of the first guests ever when Bill Martinez came about. And I found myself behind the microphone doing a talk show. And you got to keep in mind that I was off the air. I mean, I was away from the microphone for some 30 years. I ran radio stations. I ran my own media company. And but there was a time for me to come back, and I had an opportunity. A dear friend of ours was dying of pancreatic cancer, and I sat in and did his show for about 8 months. And Pastor Phil agreed. I had to pay him a ton of money, but he agreed to, you know, come on the show and to put up with me. And here he continues to do that, you know, with me once again. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Hotzenpiller from Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Pastor Phil, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Good morning, Bill. And I'm still waiting for that check. So can I get that?
It's in the mail. It's in the mail, you know, but it's probably.
That's awesome.
Hey, I got to tell you, you know, I've missed you guys, and I'm glad to be here and, you know, on the West Coast and looking forward to seeing you and Tammy. And, you know, I'll be there on Sunday. But, you know, I wanted you to come on in light of all this stuff that's happening in our world today. I mean, we had an attempted military coup in Turkey. We had what happened in Nice, France, all this disruption domestically, what's going on, police being targeted. And you and I have had this conversation before, and it's absolutely critical that people understand that we're reaping what we have sown, that at the very foundation of all this expression is, you know, is spiritual conflict. I mean, it's a spiritual issue, isn't it?
It really is a spiritual issue. And, you know, I use the analogy of a house. When you have a house and you notice a few cracks in the walls, we typically go and just kind of putty it up and fix it up and don't worry about it too much. Mm-hmm. And then we assume all is well. And then when the foundation begins to crack and crumble, we quickly blame the builder or the age of the building and forget that it was the foundation that was so key. And what we've got in America is not a, you know, not a shifting of walls. We've got a crumbling of a foundation. And it takes time for a house to, you know, to begin to shift and crumble like that. And mm-hmm. so I think we are reaping some bad decisions. I think we're reaping, you know, some consequences, you know, and they're not necessarily all judgments of God. You know, everybody wants to kind of blame God for everything. But the reality is that God has allowed us to be free moral beings. And when we make bad choices, there are consequences to all those choices.
You know, Phil, I you know, relevant to that, I want to stop you for just a second, so excuse me for interrupting you. But, you know, relevant to that, what I see, it's like the law of gravity. God has put certain laws in place that they're irrefutable. Now, if you violate the law of gravity, when you fall off the roof and hit the ground, you're going to find out it hurts. And this is what's happening. I mean, you know, to your point, that it's not necessarily about God's, you know, specific now judgment as much as it is. Yes, in a sense, you could argue that it is a judgment because we violated, you know, some basic laws and tenets to what makes the world really go round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's just take Nice, France, for example. I mean, I visited France a number of times. Our family heritage from the 14th century is out of France, and we were part of that French Huguenot group that fled France during persecution and went to Holland. But let's look at what happened on Bastille Day. A lot of people think of Bastille Day like they think of the 4th of July here in America, but they're radically different. When they stormed the Bastille, that was the beginning of the French Revolution. Mm-hmm. The French Revolution said, we've had enough of God and we've had enough of the king. So it essentially threw Christianity at least out for a time and most definitely made a very strong statement against the church. And consequently, it was very different than the American Revolution, which was more about pushing God into the country versus pushing God out of the country. French Revolution is more akin to the Russian Revolution, ideologically, where communism put God out. And in the same way, in French Revolution, you put God out of the picture. So now run down the road, you know, several hundred years, and we find ourselves in a situation where we're celebrating literally in France, the freedom from God and freedom from the king, right? Now, yes. I'm not saying that France didn't have problems and there weren't issues. I'm not even saying that a revolution wasn't necessary, but what kind of revolution and what's the philosophical foundation for that? Those are two radically different kind of concepts.
Yeah, do the people understand that you could celebrate Bastille Day by saying, you know, the reason we celebrate it is because we realize we made a big knucklehead mistake by walking away from God, and we don't want to do that anymore. So we're celebrating Bastille Day to remember and to remind us that we need to stay connected to God, because when we're not connected to God, we pay an incredible price. And what happened when they disconnected from God? Evil ran rampant, as we recall historically, and evil again was on parade, you know, that very night in Nice, wasn't it?
It was. And let me give you an example. Back in about in the late 90s, an associate pastor of mine started a church in Nice, France.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had two works there. We went there to visit, and one of the things he warned us about was we were not allowed to witness for Jesus Christ in the streets of Nice, France, that you could be arrested for that.
Wow.
Okay, now that's 20 years ago.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break, Phil. Let's go to break and let's pick up the story from there when we come back, okay? Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hey. Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on. I am
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. 3 hours coming at you from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor and founder of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, continues. We were talking initially about these laws, that we, whether or not we want to admit them. Some of these laws, as the Bible says, are spiritually discerned, which means that if you don't have the software built into your spirit to understand, you know, the things of God, you know, you're just going to miss it. And right now, there is a rhythm. There is a timing sequence that continues to operate that is consistent with the purposes of God. And experientially, I would say, when I find myself aware and doing the best I can to sync up with what God is doing, regardless of how crazy it may be getting, it goes well. It's well, as the song says, it is well with my soul, because I know that God is sovereign and all is well. And right now, you have that other law, the law of reaping and sowing, and this country is reaping that which it has sown, and it is crying out. It's starting to cry out in my travels, Phil. You know, when I'm in airplanes, airports, talking to people, just in general conversations, they're wiggy. And I say, you know, I'm glad you're wiggy. You know, I'm glad that you're kind of losing it here. Because when we get there, it's kind of like, you know, when you're drowning, you know, they tell lifeguards, don't go and save somebody right away when they're drowning. They still got too much fight and energy. You got to wait until they fight themselves out, and then it's a little bit easier to save. And maybe to some degree, maybe that, you know, of course, this is, you know, could be silly, but maybe that's what's happening to us spiritually, is that, you know, in some cases, there's just still too much fight, but we need to get to that point. But I'm starting to see it where people are looking and saying, look, I can't look to Hillary Clinton. I can't look to Donald Trump. I can't look to the government and Barack Obama for the answer. This is a question that requires a spiritual response. And what it's starting to do is open people's eyes, what I'm seeing, and they're looking to the church. I think this is a grand opportunity for a potential revival that could be ignited not only in this country but around the world.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been reading Alexander Solzhenitsyn, which is a name that most people don't remember, but he was a Russian literalist who basically, for his stand against communism, was put into the gulags, that is, the slave camps in Siberia. And, you know, one of the things he said is when we don't look to the past, we put out an eye, you know, and when we don't look to the past or the future, we put out both eyes. And I think that's what's happening today. We've forgotten where we've come from, and therefore we can't even use the other eye to see where we're going.
Exactly.
So there's a blindness. But someone said, you know, that we sleepwalk and we forget our heritage. We forget our past altogether. And that's the one challenge we have, is if you don't know what's going on today and you forget, your memory is really short, then you're never gonna get anywhere, because we in America, you know, we'll see something on the news and we've forgotten about it. And now I fear that we've become insensitive because we're on emotional overload. There's so many tragic events that we can't even grieve one before the other ones are on our heels. And after a while, you just don't even see it anymore. That's what I fear.
Well, we're spending so much time, you know, for, you know, convenience issues, for our own amusement, as opposed to the real issues. I mean, and one quick, you know, look at television and you see and watch these young kids, these millennials. I know we pick on the millennials in that, but they are our future. And we realize how indoctrinated they've become, how disconnected from reality they've become. And they're just not being mentored to focus on the things that really matter. And again, this is where I think that the church has an opportunity here. I mean, after all, the church isn't something that, you know, you or I or Tammy instituted. I mean, this was instituted by God himself, his very son, who put his life on the line, who fell on his sword and said, hey, for the future of humanity, he takes on the cross, pays for our sins, so that we could have a real understanding connection with God to appreciate the future and hope that God has given us. I mean, this is all purpose. But if we're disconnected from that purpose, then we're like that, you know, like you know, the verse in Proverbs that a nation without vision will perish. We cast off restraint. We let go of those moorings, those anchoring points that are so critical in this particular case for this country. But even beyond this country, it's the world. You know, we talk about revival, interestingly enough, and you know this, Phil, that there are bonfires of revival occurring. That's the good news. The bad news is a lot of them are occurring outside of the United States.
yeah, we are primed for an awakening. There's no doubt. You know, some of us remember the name General Douglas MacArthur, and I was just putting this in my book that I'm working on now. He said, history fails to record a single precedent which nations subject to moral decay have not passed into political and economic decline. Well, that sounds like where we are.
Yes.
He went on to say there has either been a spiritual awakening to overcome the moral lapse or a progressive deterioration leading to ultimate national disaster.
Hmm. Well, you know,
and that's pretty prophetic when you look at where we are.
Well, and also, just read the book of Judges. You read the book of Judges, the cycle of the table of nations and what would happen. You know, in prosperity, gradually, in time, people would forget about God. You know, then they would find themselves enslaved because they violated some natural principles. They find themselves enslaved, and then they go, oh, yeah, that's right, we need to talk to God again. They cry out to God, and God, in his mercy and compassion, sends a leader and gets them out of enslavement. And, you know, and they just go through this cycle. And we can only hope. I guess on one hand, I guess you can hope. But you know that sooner or later, this is all going to be coming, you know, to a brilliant and spectacular end anyway.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In Judges, I'm glad you brought that up. There are six cycles of sin in there. So six times they turn over this, you know, disaster, repentance, find God, disaster, repentance, find God. And then the last verse is the commentary in the book of Judges, the darkest period in the history of Israel. It says, and there was no king in Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eye.
Exactly. That's scary.
When you don't have King Jesus and you do what's right in your own eye, you're in the darkest period in the history of man. It's also interesting. There are six cycles. Six is a number of man, one short of perfection. And the mark of the beast is 666. Mm-hmm. So you see that God, in his wisdom, he lays all these things out. And if you've got the willingness, the desire, you can dig and find some great application and truth, as you've brought out.
Exactly. Well, Phil, here we are today. You know, we're wrapping up a major event with the Republican National Convention. The Republicans have selected their nominee. Next week, the Democrats will make it official with one Hillary Clinton. And it is so critical, you know, for the church to be involved. I know some people, you know, that I talk to, evangelicals, that feel, well, our fate's already sealed, so I don't need to get involved. And yet, you know, the numbers indicate that 50%, only 50% of evangelicals will even bother to register to vote. And of that 50%, another 50% only will actually go out and vote. And this is irresponsible, and I believe it's in violation of what God's called us to do, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think it's more than irresponsible. I actually think it borders right on the edge of sin, because I hear people say this all the time, and I think it's the worst comment you can make is, well, the lesser of two evils.
Well,
so you're assuming that the man who's going to appoint conservative judges, let's just say Donald Trump's elected, that's an evil man, whereas that Supreme Court has become so powerful. And that if we don't have right people in there, there could be up to four appointees in the next term.
Exactly.
Imagine what happens, because the person says, well, I don't like either one of them, so I'm not voting. I think that is a decision to allow unrighteousness to rule the land.
And we know when that happens, the people do not rejoice. So if you're not rejoicing, you know, you got to think about, again, the law of reaping and sowing. It is still in play even today. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Pastor Phil, thank you so much. We'll see you on Sunday, buddy. It's 27 minutes. Make it 28 after.
Business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107,
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group, author of the book Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. And the question is America and its allies ready to start winning? Dr. Gorka, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess that's the question. You know, I just got back from Ireland myself, Dr. Gorka, and the people are rather perplexed as to how disunified the international community is over, this jihad issue. I mean, and even in light of what happened over the weekend, in Nice, it's like how many more incidents like this does the international community have to be subjected to where they finally just say enough of this?
Yeah, that really is the question. We see nations respond with lots of words and platitudes. France, that has suffered so very much, seems to be doing things a little bit differently after the previous attacks. They actually reinstated their borders. They started to kind of renationalize national security. Maybe that is what is required. The international, multinational response always seems to be, you know, hashtags and changing your profile picture on social media. But that's not going to defeat the jihadis. So I think we're lacking the leadership required to deal with the threat we have today. And unfortunately, the jihadis keep on killing, and we keep on not responding in the requisite fashion.
Well, it's common sense, and for you as a threat expert, you see what's going on. I mean, it's got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It's just screeching and rattling your eardrums to such a point to go, you know, what is it? Why are they not getting this? It just seems so obvious that action versus inaction means that he who has action is going to overcome the one with inaction, and that's what's been going on.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the case of our own country, it's obvious why it's not working or why we're not taking necessary action. It's because we have a political elite that is constantly misdiagnosing the problem. If you say that, jihad is a word you're not allowed to use, if you say religion is not relevant to this war, if you say that it's just about unemployed people, then you're going to come up with the wrong answers. If you deny the reality that we are fighting a totalitarian enemy that is using religion and that these people are evil, they're not victims. The current administration, with their jobs for jihadis mantra, are really, really making out that the people we are fighting are the victims because they've been dispossessed, unemployed, or what have you. Mm-hmm. And it is not reality. It beggars belief, and it will constantly bring the wrong response. So the last 7.5 years have been a lesson in what not to do when faced by groups like Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Yeah, but are we learning the lesson, though, Dr. Gorka? I mean, we're that definition of insanity, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. I always think that, with the latest attack, I pray to God and I say, okay, this is it. This is the one when President Obama and the White House are going to say, okay, we messed it up, we got it wrong, and now we're going to take the threat seriously. I thought this would happen in San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. I thought it would happen in Orlando. But no, it's guns. They blame guns. And they come out with asinine statements at the cabinet level that, for instance, from A.G. Lynch, yes, our greatest weapon is love.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work against Hitler, and it didn't work against the Soviet Union, and it's not going to work against Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Well, Gorka, Dr. Gorka, where you grew up, you understood the clear contrast between good and evil. Because you could talk about it in that context. Here in America today, if you bring up evil, then it for some reason, it triggers some sort of religious defensive mechanism. This is, we can't think of something as evil. But if something is evil right in your face and you deny it, then you allow evil to take precedent and take over. And that's what's been happening. And President Obama, sadly, as you say, has denied the obvious, and he doesn't want to call it for what it is. Even Bill O'Reilly finally came out, and he had a kind of a delicate way to say that he is compassionate towards Muslims. I think it's more than that, but that's okay. But at least he's seeing that. Look at the fruit of his decisions. The fruit of his decisions are pro-Muslim and they're anti-American. I don't know how else to describe it. Do you?
Yeah, it's a huge problem that goes beyond just national security in general. Whether it's the Black Lives Matter and what they caused in America for our law enforcement officers, it's actually a really big philosophical issue. It's the denial of the existence of objective truth. That's our bigger problem, and that's why you can't say words like evil, because all cultures are equal, or maybe we have to bend over backwards to respect certain cultures. So if you look at our official documents, any of your listeners can download the unclassified National Security Strategy of America or any Defense Department strategic document. We don't even use the word enemy anymore. What does that tell you? If you don't use the word enemy, how will you even defeat your enemy?
Exactly.
That's the real question.
Well, and this is the problem, is we've colored it in such a way to where we've made ourselves so neutral and non-gender overseas that we're doing the same thing here in America. So why are we surprised with the outbreak of Black Lives Matter and the other aggressive moves that are being made by evil people?
Yeah, there's a connection between these two phenomena, Black Lives Matter and the jihadis. And it's that the perpetrator of the violence is really the victim. And the victim is the cause of the violence. It's the cops. Oh, the cops, they're the cause of the violence.
Right.
It's the same thing. So, again, reality is being turned on its head. Everything, black is white, white is black. And again, that's why the threat will get worse before. before it gets better, because our political elite denies the reality. It is the agitators that are making the problem worse. It's the politicians that sow divisiveness amongst the society. That truth cannot speak its name.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head, Dr. Gorka, and, you know, even Jesus was asked at one point, you know, by the leadership at that time, when, you know, Jesus talked about truth and how important it was, and Pontius Pilate said, you know, what is truth? And this is where we are in America today, is we mockingly ask the question, what is truth? And it's like we're denying the obvious here, aren't we?
Wow, we could have a long discussion about that.
And I'm sorry. You kind of opened that up a little bit. I just kind of, you know, went with that. So forgive me. And yes, you're right. No, we can't open that up.
Look, you're absolutely right. You won't find any disagreement from me. This is the deeper truth. When you say all cultures are equal, open the borders, everything can be negotiated. You can talk, you can sit down and negotiate with the mullahs who want to destroy us, and every Friday say we are the evil empire and we should be nuked. I mean, that's the absurdity. This
yes.
is where you get, I mean, Pontius Pilate's statement gets you to a place where you think giving the Iranian regime $150 billion when they want to kill us is a good idea. You absolutely nailed it, Will.
Well, Dr. Gorka, again, congratulations on the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. The big takeaway here, 30 seconds for America today as it stands as we go into Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. What do we need to keep our eyes open for?
Well, I think we just have to recognize that November will not be about Obamacare. It's not going to be about pocketbooks. It's about national security, and Hillary will make the situation worse. At least Donald Trump, although he doesn't have a background in national security, he wants to win a war.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be what they're singing there in Cleveland, you know, Donald Trump and family, you know, hey, what is it going to take to get this party together? It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with us. And with us right now is Israel Ortega, a writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including, but not limited to, immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. Izzy, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Doing well, hey. Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful. How's Cleveland?
It's going. Yeah, you know, I was impressed by the security, real professional, and people are starting to trickle in this morning, and it's looking like it's like they've got everything ready, you know, to get things going.
Well, of course, the media has been trying to make a lot of this deal. I mean, this thing, you know, could be in light of what happened in Baton Rouge and the way, you know, local police have been targeted and ambushed here lately. You know, it makes for a very, you know, tenuous situation. But I'm glad to hear that security has been heightened, and wisely so. A lot of controversy about, you know, I mean, it's a tough deal. I mean, here you are. You find yourself in a state where open carry and the Second Amendment is honored, and except for a, you know, an area where they've said, hey, we're going to have an exception here, but we're not going to do it across the state, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the governor, Guy Kasich, has affirmed that. You know, he's protecting the constitutional right to carry arms. But, you know, I think that security here has is taking into consideration every possible precaution out there. And so I think we got to, you know, put our faith in the man upstairs, but also in the security, and I hope that it's a good convention.
Can we put the faith, some faith in the people that somehow that they can say, you know what, let's have a conversation, let's talk. I mean, obviously, you know, we've been dealing with some things here for a long time that we thought should have been handled or we'd be further along, but instead, here it is, it's all coming to a head, and this is where our country is right now, and, you know, we don't want 1968 Chicago to happen all over again, because here it is. I mean, you know, we've got this contention and this manipulation. We have some outsiders, you know, trying to muck up the, if I might say, if that's a proper political term. But, you know, kind of muck up the works here, the political process that, you know, we need to have, right?
Yeah, that's right, Bill. I think, you know, it's becoming, you know, more clear that the party knows that if they want to win in November, the party has to be unified. There's no way that that Donald Trump is elected president if the party's not unified. So I think people are starting to get that. People are starting to remember that we've got judicial vacancies that are looming, and I think, you know, the prospect of a Hillary Clinton presidency scares a lot of people, more maybe than the opposition to Donald Trump. But we'll see. You know, obviously this election has been one of surprises, and you know, anything is possible. And we'll hopefully get a chance to hear another side of Donald Trump today that maybe folks haven't heard before. Of course, headlining the speeches today will be Melania Trump will speak tonight. So
yes,
we'll hear from her and maybe get a sense of Donald Trump we don't know.
Well, Izzy, we know that, you know, the Latino population and as a Democratic group, and, I think that there's been so much divisiveness in terms of splitting people and, you know, making us more the un-American, you know, un-United States than United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been, you know, problematic. But, you know, here it is. You participated in a roundtable of other Latinos and Latinas, you know, talking about, you know, about the Latino vote and how important it is. And that it still needs to be noted because, needless to say, it seems like the black constituency wants to homogenize Latinos into their problems. And I don't see these as monolithic issues that you could just marry these things together and just say what is black is brown and brown is black.
Right.
Am I misreading this? So help me understand.
No, not at all, Bill. And in fact, that's the point I was making at times at that event you were mentioning. This is in New York, and this is an event hosted by Twitter. It's a competition about politics and the Hispanic vote, and. Yeah, I spoke up several times when I disagreed with the panel on a variety of issues, and I think it's important, as you point out, Bill, that there are differences. Hispanic vote is not monolithic, you know, despite what people may want to think, and I think that's good for the democracy. It's good for our government. It's good, well, frankly, for the Hispanic electorate because if it's monolithic, if it's very predictable, then. Yeah, there's going to be lots of interest in both parties to try to court you.
Well, it's underrepresented. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, networks will bend over backwards to have black representation, but there's very little Hispanic representation when you consider in most markets, you know, Hispanics represent anywhere from 35% to 45%.
That's right. Yeah. No, I think that's fair. And, you know, it's changing. You know, it's, yeah, I think the networks recognize that there's a need to do more of this. But clearly there's more, you know, that we need. And so, you know, hopefully, we'll see some more voices, this convention, that maybe, typically don't speak up. I think I'm particularly looking forward to hearing from Donald Trump supporters that are Latino, Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that people know that there are folks that are supporting Trump outside of the conventional wisdom.
Well, what they're supporting is the hope for America. I mean, you know, Trump happens to be part of the answer here, but it comes down to we the people. It comes down to whether you're Hispanic, you're black, whatever, that you got to understand the Constitution. You got to understand the principles that makes America go round and that rises the tide for every, you know, that rises the tide and then all boats rise accordingly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. That's exactly right. And, you know, USA Today has a cover today on profiling, just interviewing a bunch of Donald Trump supporters from all across the country. And that's what they're articulating, Bill. You know, they're articulating that really what Donald Trump is representing is a change that, frankly, is needed in this country. You know, for such a long time, the political class has not lived up to expectations. Mm-hmm. I think that's why a lot of people are putting their faith in Donald Trump.
Well, you and I talked about this before, Izzy, you know, and when my conversation with Hispanics, you know, when they first start talking about Donald Trump, it is the typical response that the media has generated for them. But then when you ask them questions, practical ground level, you know, questions about whether it's building a wall, whether it's being prudent about the refugees that we let in. I mean, our country right now, Izzy, we're sending sports representatives to Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics. And we're doing this, you know, we're throwing caution to the wind. You got the Zika virus outbreak there going on. The government is corrupt. The police, they want to take some days off. I mean, they've had it. They're underpaid, underappreciated. I mean, you think we got problems here in America. And here they got this showcase event, this sports event, and you got the Zika virus on an outbreak there. It's one of the hot zones. And we're going to send 170 nations are going to be represented in Rio. They could potentially get infected. Now they're going to take that back to their individual countries. I mean, are we opening up ourselves to a pandemic? But, you know, nobody can say, hey, are we smarter than this? I mean, you know, what's wrong? What are we missing here, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, I think that's what people are so frustrated with, Bill. I mean, what you're articulating is a lot of common sense, but there's this overriding political correctness, overriding, just the sense that we don't want to say the wrong things or do the wrong things, and I think that we got to call things for what they are. I mean, that's why it's so frustrating when President Obama refuses to acknowledge that. To call radical Islamic terrorism. I mean, even just saying that, you know, in some company is not right. And I think that has to stop. You know, we were very clear in previous wars. You know, we called the Nazis, communists. So I think that's why people who were not, you know, following politics in the process, you know, find Donald Trump refreshing because he's saying things much different than a lot of politicians are willing to say.
Kind of amazing for so long. You think about it, Izzy, how we've been duped into all this, you know, through the form and fashion of political correctness, as you suggest. But in the Hispanic community, I mean, it's real simple. When you're sitting at a table with a bunch of tortillas and some good food, man, they go, what, are you nuts? I mean, this is crazy. This is killing our families. Whatever issue, you just go down the list of it, and whatever threatens the family, boy, the ire of Hispanics rises up. And this is like, you know, I called out Snoop Dogg the other day because here he is performing at the DNC, and I'm going, Snoop, you're going to go on stage, perform at the DNC, that supports abortion, that has killed, you know, millions of young black babies. And you're there on stage celebrating this. How? What am I missing? What's not getting connected here? Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I mean, I agree with you 100%. That's, you know, obviously you know how important the media is in terms of what they cover, what they don't cover. And, you know, what you just mentioned is one of those things that is not covered. We saw the atrocity of Kermit Gosnell, that abortionist doctor who, just had horrific things. And you know, the media barely covered it. I mean, I remember the Washington Post writing it wasn't a front page story. This is like in one of the section C or something of like the crime section.
Right.
And I think it just goes to show you, you know, that there is a double standard here. And I think that's why. Conservatives are upset. Certainly I think for a lot of folks, Donald Trump was not.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose.